by doing. Planning and anxiety for planning. The only difference between a self-realized person and unself-realized person is the art of being. Because we are that. We try it for a moment and we experience it. Now, people make a religion out of Jesus and Muhammad and Buddha. They don't recognize that their teaching was to tell us that it's here and now. We lose ourselves in learning all these rituals that add up to absolutely nothing. Rituals is good for a barbarian that needs to become better. For a good person needs to be rise above it all. And so, coming back, I have touched a little bit in past about admitting to ourselves that we don't know is much safer than admitting that we do know. Because when you know too much that you think you know, you have clouded your mind and closed the door to any higher learning. But once we empty ourselves, you can empty yourself into nature, try it and see what happens. As you're walking in the nature, say, damn it, so much I don't know. I don't know so much, this is pathetic, you know? And just empty yourself by admitting you do not know anything. And then it brings you to the point of emptiness. In that emptiness, there is a silence. In that silence, there is a thunder of knowing. But the knowing is not of this world. It's not something that the mind can register. For example, and I know that happens to you guys all the time, when I leave this class or any places like this, Richard is my brain. He's the one that reviews what took place here. I don't know. I don't have a clue. Because the mind did not anticipate. And just imagine going through life with this weightless, featherless existence that is perfect and just being. Do we lose our ambition? Yes, but do we need ambition to be perfect? No, the mind needs ambition. What if you didn't have ambition, but you did more for the world than if you had ambition? What if that was true? What if you drop the fact that you need to be a better person or a better mother and just stay in your existence and found out you were a better mother and better person by just the fact of staying where you are. So, going back to the art of living, which is very, very important. We have bombarded our mind with cluttered it with falsehood. When we empty it from what we knew, then the mind becomes the avenue, remember this, when the mind is emptied, becomes the avenue of the awareness, and awareness is God. Is it easy to do? Easier than breathing. But is it common for people to get it and do it? 1 in billion. Why? Because when we leave, we pick up our garbage. It has to be a refusal to pick up the garbage, to read the old newspaper, to write the newspaper before it's time. What I'm referring to is when you read the old newspaper means going living in your past. So the art of living is here and now. And I don't mean in time, here and now. It has nothing to do with time. Here and now is timeless. Don't associate it with time. It's timelessly here, new and perfect. Imagine, even if we pick up the garbage again, as long as we know this art of living, you know that within a second you can empty yourself. That is it. Treasure to me. At every given time we can, because here and now is for eternity, here and now. Ambitious has no room in it. Anxiousness has no room in it. Becoming somebody has nothing to do with it. Your name has no importance in it. It just is as perfect as anybody could never imagine, because it's impossible to imagine. And what is this? What is the name of this? My teacher said the name of it is Sat Chit Ananda. What does it mean? Sat means truth. Chit means awareness. Ananda means bliss. When you live in this truth, you're aware without knowing, without having to know. And that awareness is eternal ananda in it, bliss. So are we lucky? Beyond lucky. Our existence is luck. Because our existence is made out of bliss. That is incredible news. That our existence is nothing but bliss. Now, why do we see so much misery then? These nightmares goes on until we wake up. Once you wake up, do you care that a tiger ran after you? Or your plumber did not do the right job? Your husband left you, is a nightmare. You wake up. So the solution to all the problems of daily life, society, country, is to wake up. If we had a president that had some degree of waking up, if the government, but the thing is, so what is important is to wake up. And how do we wake up? By a stay in the truth rather than false. Question.
This is hard to grasp.
Yes. Please don't grasp it. Just sit there and go for a ride. Something in you will shift, and it's not going to be the mind. Now, or you wouldn't enter this place tonight. So, I've read many, many years ago in a book that the author woke up by a tremendous trauma. Why? The mind stopped. and he experienced his being. But the good news is we don't have to have nightmare in order. Most of you know that when you have a very bad nightmare, you start sweating and then you wake up because it's just too unbearable. But most of us don't have to do that. Most of us know that the truth is eternal, so any time we want, we can be keep ourselves awake. And once we are awake, means we stay in our being, there is no good and bad can touch us. We go beyond the law of creation, law of karma, law of bad and good. My teacher says, and I really, really lately see it so clearly, says, this time in the world is one of the worst time to be in it, but the easiest time to wake up. In time of Rama and Krishna, everything was dandy, comfortable, joyful. Very few could wake up. So for those of us that have interest to have the peace, we gotta fuel that interest. We gotta feed it until it's the fire is hot. I'm shivering, but that's okay. That's a very good sign. So if you see me shivering, it's because the body is doing its own thing. The temperature in the body drops. So don't be alarmed. The truth is not of this world. It is not of the body. So it almost vacant the body. Any question? All of the words that are spoken tonight are completely worthless if it's not put to practice. It would be a temporary relief, temporary inspiration. But the words are spoken, and then it's completely up to us how we use it or not use it. And it really wouldn't matter. It's freezing. I feel like I'm in a cold